We've been doing this since 2016. And some of the biggest takeaways from this year, looking at this map over 2019, is that what we're seeing is another record year of continued expansion of militant Islamist group activity. And we've also seen that over the past several years in Somalia, the activity of al-Shabaab has stood out as basically taking the lion's share of activity. Al-Shabaab is usually accounted for about 50% of all violent extremist events. But this year it changed. And in the regions of the Lake Chad Basin and in the region of the Sahel, the groups involved there have roughly evenly distributed the activity among those three theaters.
And who are those groups?
The groups in the Lake Chad Basin, which encompasses Nigeria, Niger, and Chad, and Cameroon, is Boko Haram, which has been around since 2009, and its splinter group, Islamic State in West Africa. And in the Sahel, which comprises Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, there are many groups who are affiliated with the Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, and they go under a name called Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam, one Muslimin, forgive my pronunciation, as well as a group that started, that was a splinter, actually, of the Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb that now calls itself Islamic State in the Greater Sahara.
Which of these groups is perhaps the most dangerous to the greater, I guess, continent and the rest of the world?
Al-Shabaab has been around for a long time. And as I mentioned, it's shared the preponderance of the activity on the continent until just recently. It has long had connections to Al-Qaeda and connections to Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula. And so it has connections that reach transnationally. And most recently, in January of this year, it attacked a military base that the U.S. forces had been using for their counterterrorism efforts. And as you know, some U.S. service members were killed there. So from that perspective, al-Shabaab has definitely established, it's very well established, and it affects our actions and our activities on the continent directly. The Sahel has seen a huge expansion of militant Islamist group activity, and it just doesn't appear to be being stemmed by the multinational forces who are trying to address that situation. So that is definitely a threat that should not be discounted and should be observed and addressed.
Mm-hmm. Some years ago, Boko Haram became famous to some a few years back, or certainly well known to many a few years back, because of its kidnapping of hundreds of young girls. And I believe to date, we still don't know what happened to many of those girls. So how prominent is that organization now, and does it still command the same kind of concern that it did some years ago?
You're correct. Boko Haram was very destructive and lethal in 2014 and 2015. However, the Nigerian military, in coordination with neighboring nation militaries, did managed to push Boko Haram back. And as a result, that's how we've seen a splinter group from Boko Haram that has allied itself with the Islamic State. And Boko Haram is still very much a threat. It hasn't gone away. It's been curtailed back to a smaller region. And it now seems to have moved across borders to basically, I guess, from pressure from the Nigerian military forces. And it's seeking safe haven and operations, and mostly in Cameroon and in Niger and a little bit in Chad. But again, the bigger threat now in that region is actually the splinter group, the Islamic State in West Africa. They have definitely expanded dramatically. And while Boko Haram still has the lion's share of events and fatalities in that region, ISWA, Islamic State in the West Africa, has definitely expanded and is becoming a more dangerous threat. It is focusing mostly on the militaries in the area and is as it attacks, it seizes their weapons, and so it's become more sophisticated and has better weaponry.
So what should we expect in 2020 from these groups?
Unfortunately, I think we should expect that they will continue to try and expand their areas of operation. In Somalia, Al-Shabaab seems to be in a place right now where it is operating as a shadow government. And in the Lake Chad Basin, the Islamic State in West Africa is definitely attempting to further expand and take over territory. While Boko Haram, I think, is more operating as a hit-and-run type operation, it's more of a terrorist threat. It doesn't have any territory to speak of it, but it's still very much a lethal threat. And it uses suicide bombings on soft targets, meaning on markets and places where civilians are more frequently. And in the Sahel, I think we will find that the groups there will continue to try and expand and create instability and try to gain more power and territory.
That's Wendy Williams, Assistant Research Fellow at the Africa Center for Strategic Studies. J.J. Green, WTOP News.